this isn't something that I think I would listen to on a daily, but it's one of those albums that I feel like I can put on like cleaning my house or some shit, because I don't have to pay attention to it that hard. It's just something I can put on, and these dudes are just rhyming, beats are going, and I can just do whatever I gotta do. It's not something I gotta concentrate on too hard.
Yeah, like they solo works. Like they solo
right,
works.
Like their solo,
you gotta listen to, you like when you listen to Dream Deferred and Salvation, you gotta listen to it. This, yeah. It's just like I said, yeah, bar. Just bars, yeah. Man. That's all it is.
You don't have to worry about, well, what's this song about?
Right.
What's
right.
this song about? Right. Well, did I miss something? What does this mean? Right. No, you just hearing dudes spitting their asses off.
Before I even knew that we were gonna review this, I was like, okay. They coming out with something, let me check it out. Then we reviewed it. So I didn't really, like, I know both of them, right? So, like I know what kind of MCs they are, but I didn't really know how it was gonna come together. I didn't know the type of production that they was gonna really try to get. I didn't know how they was gonna bounce off of each other for a whole project. This right here is probably one of my favorite projects so far. Mainly because, I'll go with the production first. It wasn't your typical, standard, traditional boom bap. You know, and I really wanted them to not go that route. Even, not even a little bit. I didn't really want them to go that route for me. And they did it. And I think it worked. The first song that really caught my ear in terms of the production was Make You a Believer.
Yeah, with
Jalil B. Yeah, hey. Yo, and then Illmind's production on the next two, Tunnel Vision and Blue Yankee, did it? Yo, the production on this is exactly what I wanted them to go over. And they killed it. I remember when we had Sky Zoo on Dead End Hip Hop, and if you didn't know, go back and make sure you go check that out. The way Sky Zoo was explaining how he picks beats and how he gets in the comfort zone, I felt that on this. I definitely felt that on this. He says like he likes beats where he can just find a pocket and he could kind of groove, and I felt that. I definitely felt that. And you could see how like he could come out of this little pocket and come right back in. And it's just like, oh man. And then Torre on this, he was more like the more aggressive MC. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like Sky Zoo was the finesse, and then Torre just rah, like he's the animal on this one. And I felt like they really played off of each other really well in this one. There's only two gripes that I really have on this project. The movie album skit, I didn't get that. I'm sitting there, I'm listening to him like, oh, like, what's the purpose?
No, I just said, no. But I think they were just trying to lighten up the mood a little bit.
No, it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Not with the theme of this album.
Yeah. And then I'll Be Square Mom, like the track right after that, I was like, yo, what, like?
Oh, with Living Proof?
Mm-hmm. When I came to that point, I was like, man, I hope the album doesn't just go, you know, downhill from here.
Oh, you didn't like the handoff?
I'll Be Square Mall.
Yeah, I'll Be
you
Square
Mall. You said the track after that.
Well, that's
he was talking about the one after movie album.
Yeah,
then I'll Be Square Mall with Living
Proof. Yeah, yeah, the one after.
What he was saying was that he hoped, like, after that,
after the skit,
I don't think he was feeling that.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling the skit, and then I wasn't feeling the one right after the skit, I'll Be Square Mall. So I really thought that was going to be a transition to, like, the majority of albums. That's kind of like, okay, here's that point where it just gets dull and boring. And I was wrong. Those are the only two tracks I didn't like, because right after that, the handoff was dope. Four Bar Friday, that little, you know, little thing, that was dope. The handoff was crazy because Torre only had one verse on that shit, right?
Yeah.
And then when Sky came in, I thought that was the track that Sky Zoo really, really like outperformed. Like it was like, holy shit, because the beat switches, the flow switch.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, like the handoff was dope. The features, it wasn't many. Everybody did their thing. I love this project. I love this project because the beats were banging. You could bump this shit in the whip. If you know anything about Sky Zoo and Torre, you know that they're not like, you know, they're not light MCs. Like these guys, they spit. Like they're some real New York spitters. I love the fact like almost everything that they said and did was like New York. Like they always put that out there. And I like that, man. Rep where you from, you know, rep what makes you who you are. And that's what they did throughout the project, man. And I love this shit.
I remember when they were talking about doing this, and I think, I don't know if you and I, when he made the announcement, and then they were talking about doing the album Barrett Brothers, and I'll be honest, I didn't even know if it was really gonna drop, you know, because we've oftentimes in the past, we've seen people talk about collab albums, and then, you know, it never go anywhere. So I'm glad to see that you know, the brothers managed to make this work and put out this project. I think the top half for me is really good. Talk of the Town was definitely dope. You know, and I love the way they went from the intro and then, like, at the end of the intro song, the beat dropped and then went right into Talk of the Town. And I thought that was dope. And I like the way kind of Skazu just came in and he started flowing on that. I thought the Random Acts track was dope too, man. All In Together. Guilty did his thing. Sean P, of course, did his thing, man. Took shot at Ebro because Ebro, you know, always talking shit about them with the minor league, major league shit. So that was dope to see, Sean P take a shot there. I think the movie album kind of, it definitely stands out on this album. But I think, you know, like I said, I think they were trying to lighten the mood and, you know, with the whole singing and stuff that I think that was Torre said. He said, don't auto-tune this shit or leave this shit in. You would not, you know. That shit was kind of funny though, B. But yeah, they did that thing, man. I think people should definitely go pick this up. The shit was dope.
But with this album, these dudes were just going bar for bar. Like, look, we about to just take y'all back to how mixtape Skazu, the Cloud 9 Skazu. That's the Skazu I got on this project. Was in the Daily Conversation Torre. That's the Torre I got on this album. It was just dudes that were just going bar for bar for bar. And yeah, when I heard the, because I like Jahlil Beats, I love him. So when I heard him the production, I'm like, oh shit, how they gonna kill this one? And then that line that Torre said, it was like a Rockefeller line. He threw in like beans, the freeway, something, something. But I wish I knew the exact line, but that shit was pretty dope. Shot Stimulus, that line he had I'm jabbing at absence because no one's fucking with me or something like that. I was like, damn. So, but yeah, Shot Stimulus, he's always been dope as hell. You know, I mean, the features of their thing, I don't think really they just outshine them like the way you said it. Like, just.
That's not what I said. I said,
you like, you said they don't need to be rapping.
On Shy Stimuli, on that one track, on Shy Stimuli track, I felt like it only should have been Shy Stimuli verse. Guys who Torre, y'all do y'all thing.
They think on Triangle Arms, man. And I like how they put the basketball trying because they all three of them hoop. So that, I thought that was cool. The Albee Square Mall, that's just like what you said. They repping where they from. That's an old mall that got tore down in Brooklyn. That was pretty much, you know, an older mall. So I can see why they threw that in there. Overall, I love this album. I thought this was a really good album. It wasn't really, besides that movie album skit. Yeah, I mean, other than that, it wasn't that 4-bar Friday.
Yeah,
that shit was fuck. How they was going for 4 bars every time. That shit was crazy as hell. That was one of my standout tracks. Was that one was 4-bar Friday, and Memorabilia. That was another good track. How they kind of like laying down like how they want to be, you know, legends in hip hop, whether they go commercial or not. Which I don't think they're trying to go the commercial route, but. Overall, I thought this was a really good project. The production, I thought all the different producers they had on there, they found their pocket. You can tell that they fed off each other really well in this album, which I expected it because I've heard previous collaborations they did. So this was just, it was kind of what I expected. When I heard, I'm like, okay, good. They made a good album, which I expect them to make. So
I like Skazu. I like Torre. I don't keep up with them like these guys do. So when B overly suggested this album, like every week, I didn't know what the hell Barrel Brothers was. I was just like, all right, this is some other fucking Detroit group that B's pushing for. Nope. Some of his cousins again. But yeah, I enjoyed this project a lot.
Yeah, your cousins can rap their ass off, B.
Yeah, I like this project a lot. Like, a lot of this gave me like a Mobb Deep feel, where it's just like these dark, ugly beats. And just two MCs just spitting. And I agree with what Ralph said. Like, I wasn't gonna be interested. Like, when I saw that it was Torre and Skazu, I was just like, man, it's gonna be a bunch of boom bap beats and they're just gonna be rhyming about stuff that I don't particularly care that much about. But I like that they didn't do that. I agree with them 100%. They chose beats that you wouldn't typically expect to hear from two New York street rappers. So that was really cool. Out of all these tracks, the only one I didn't care for was Blue Yankee Fitted. And that had nothing to do with the MCs. I didn't like the beat. The beat was just washed out. Blue ruined that for everybody. I can't do them washed out beats no more. But other than that, this album was great. Standout track for me was Tunnel Vision, like that Diggables flip. I was like, this shit is crazy. Like, we beat the rap, what? Key beat
and
the lot.
And it's crazy because he produced the same track the one that you didn't like. That's crazy.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you know what? When you typically listen to an Illmind beat, I didn't even expect to hear Illmind on an album like this. Because he doesn't produce tracks like that. Like, that's not really his style. So I was just like, okay, this is going to be weird. But yeah, like, I like how he did Tunnel Vision. I didn't really care that much. for a Blue Yankee fitted. The track wasn't whack by any means. It was just the beat kind of bothered me a little bit. Yeah, it started off strong and it kept it up. All In Together was dope. I really liked I liked Sean P's verse a lot. And Guilty did this thing definitely. When you were talking and you said, oh, you know, they had that 4x Friday little thing, 4x Friday. But then I like this track. Little Thing? Yeah, that track was fucking crazy. Bananas because this whole album was a bar fest. This whole album.
Yep.
But that was the pinnacle of Barfest. The way they were, I think it was you that said some shit about Rap Ping Pong or something about, I forget what album it was.
Yeah, I remember.
But that's the, you said something like that about one album.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this was. Four bars. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Man.
And I was counting them too. I was
me too. I was like, yep.
I was counting
them. Man, like, those dudes. And you can't, the best thing about that song, you can't say who won. Like,
you can't.
I can't because they were both going off. But one of them had my favorite line where he said, shine on tracks like no jewels, a fresh beat, fresh air. Wait, hold on. What did he say? Hold on. Shine on a track like no jewels, fresh air like O2. I was like, man, this dude, I can't remember which one of them said it though.
I think it was Torre.
But yeah, all of these tracks were dope tracks.
Yeah.
But here's the only gripe that I kind of have with this. When I put an album like this on, the only thing that kind of irks me just a tiny bit is their styles are so similar. My favorite type of groups are the ones where they have MCs that don't sound similar. So like I said, like a Code Flow or a Jedi Mind Tricks or a Nonfiction or a Canox, like those type of groups, or a Mobb Deep, you know, I like those type of groups where, you know, I can definitely know it's this person. I can definitely know it's this person. And their styles are so different that it makes the song really interesting. But with these guys, their styles to me are very, very similar. And their vocal tones are very similar to me. I can pick them apart because I listen to them on a regular, not a semi-regular basis. But your average listener, I think, walking in, they may not be able to tell them apart. But that's a minor, that's not really even a gripe. That's just like a personal thing that just kind of bugged me a little bit. But overall, I mean, just the word Barfest is what comes to mind when I listen to an album like this.
You know, I didn't want a boom bap project, mainly because, you know, like, it's like, that's what you guys already do. That's what you guys are known for. And it's not whack, but it's just like, give me something new. Give me something that's a little bit different. And that's exactly what they did for me on this project. Definitely go pick this up, man. It's $10 on iTunes. It's not a lot. It's definitely a dope project. It definitely bumps in the whip.
Go cop this. Go pick it up. Y'all motherfuckers are always talking about you looking for something to listen to. You know,
what? I know. You motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, man, you know, you guys are always looking for something new, something dope to listen to, just in case you haven't heard of Skazu or Torre. You know, definitely check out that back catalog and pick that up if you're feeling this project. This is your first introduction to them. This is definitely some rap shit, and that's what I picked from it, and that's what I enjoy about it. You got two dope MCs really just going back and forth, and it really felt like a competition, man, and it kind of, you know, between friends, like a friendly competition of them trying to one-up each other. And like I said, it's hard to pick a winner because they both have like dope verses and bars and lines and all kind of shit. So support hip hop, support this, and go pick it up. And that's about it, man. I you know, like Mike said earlier, it's not really like a lot you can really just go in and just pick apart. Other than if you just want to listen to some hip hop shit and just some motherfuckers just rapping, this is it. This is it for you. So, you know, support.
Mm-hmm. And Mike said it. Yeah, I've been bugging. So what? This is a good album. This is a good album. Yeah, I'm recommending some good shit. You know what I mean?
Is that a shot at people? That's a shot at people.
I'm glad we reviewed this. You know, I really enjoyed this project. If people look. People complain about, oh man, New York, man, y'all just need to, just, you know, there's no more New York good music. This is a good New York album. If you want to listen to an album that represents New York, listen to this album. And it's not too boom bappish. They got different type of production on here. Everything from Illmind to Detroit, Black Milk on the All In Together Now, to DJ Premier, to Apollo Brown, you know what I'm saying, to Ant-Man Wonder with the orchestration. So, hey. Pick this album up. If you want some MCs that's rhyming, bar for bar, and you love it. If that's what you like, if that's what you like, please cop this album, because they did their thing on this one. So New York represent. If you want New York, listen to this album, cop it.
I think if somebody said that these are two spitters from New York doing an album, the first thing you think is, oh, this is going to be too boom bap. So they proved you wrong. So I really think that you should check this album out. Like, these guys have lyrics. They're spitters. And it's not overly complex. It's not one of those albums where you really have to bang your head against the wall or go to Rap Genius to figure out what the fuck this means. It's just a really well-made Barfest album. These dudes did a great job with this. These are two guys who, like Ken said, they have a friendly competition. And the best part about it is you can't say the clear winner, because both of these guys, I'll go on record as saying, I think that their skill level is basically about even, you know, when it comes to this album. It's like Run the Jewels. I don't know if Killer Mike or LP got it. Same thing with these dudes. These guys are just two great spitters who went over some really great beats, with the exception of one that I didn't really care for. But yeah, I don't really have anything super, super cool to say about it. It's just fantastic spitting.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Fantastic spitting.
Yeah, it's a good album. Go pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.